Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, July 20th, 2012, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting, and together we will do better. Our 2012 joint contract negotiation survey is open and will close on August 5th, 2012 at 1700 hours Central Daylight Time. A copy of the survey has been mailed to your home. The survey can also be reviewed and downloaded from our website. Our 2012 joint contract negotiation survey includes 68 multiple choice questions that will help determine the priorities of the flight attendants at the new United Airlines. As we have done in our past surveys, there is a section that provides you an opportunity to submit additional comments or proposal concepts on any additions, changes, deletions, or desires, both for and against any possible direction negotiations may take. Your feedback is crucial and will help our representatives on the Joint Negotiating Committee guide the course of negotiations. Your feedback through this survey and face-to-face conversations with your local leadership is your voice during the negotiations process. We encourage you to use the online version as the survey is quite comprehensive. This method provides an easier ability to resume where you left off and then complete the entire survey at a later time. Remember that your responses will be held in strict confidence. If you are experiencing any problems with the survey system, please contact the survey helpline at 1-800-624-3907, extension 545. The company has informed AFA that as a result of the number of flight attendants awarded the early out, the partnership program will not be extended beyond August 30, 2012. The partnership program has been a valuable negotiating provision in our contract to be used in the circumstance where there is potential for an involuntary furlough. The partnership program helps reduce overall headcount. Discontinuation of the partnership program should be seen in a positive light as there is no need for any involuntary furlough. We are grateful to the many members who participated in the program, ultimately assisting in maintaining jobs for our members. After much advocacy from AFA and the United Coalition Past Travel Committee, the company announced that as of July 19, 2012, all active eligible pass riders will now be cleared for flights using their system seniority date of hire, that's day, month, and year. Since the new pass travel program went into effect in March 2012, the company system was unable to use and implement the day, month, and year boarding order due to system limitations. The company is still working on providing retirees with the same boarding order and expects to implement these changes later this year. If you have questions, please contact your local domicile supervisor or contact the Employee Travel Center at etc@united.com. Tuesday, the Airline Pilots Association announced that pilots at Legacy United Airlines and Legacy Continental Airlines had overwhelmingly authorized a legal withdrawal of service pursuant to the Railway Labor Act. Nearly 94% of the eligible pilots, represented by ALPA, made their voice heard by voting, with 99% voting in support of a strike if required. This action is a preliminary procedural step but indicates the growing frustration of pilots eager to get out of their post-bankruptcy contract. Under the Railway Labor Act, during negotiations, either party may make a request to the NMB to be released from mediations. This is the first of many steps required before a strike could become possible. If the NMB agrees, it will then proffer binding arbitration. If after 10 days both parties do not agree, an impasse would then be declared. This would then trigger a 30-day mandatory cooling-off period before either party would be allowed to seek self-help. On April 30, 2012, ALPA submitted their request to the National Mediation Board to be released from their negotiations. The United Pilots have been in negotiations since before their contract became amenable on December 31, 2009. ALPA was one of the first unions at United to engage in post-bankruptcy negotiations, and with the announcement of the merger between United and Continental in May of 2010, the pilots began negotiations for a joint collective bargaining agreement. AFA International is conducting a survey in order to change and/or eliminate airline policies and practices that suppress reporting of flight attendant injuries and illnesses and that cause flight attendants to work sick and compromise our ability to perform as an onboard first responder and safety professional. Once the survey closes, AFA International will compile the information to ensure your privacy and that of any flying partners involved and provide it to the Occupational Safety and Health Administration staff in Washington, D.C. for further study. To participate in the survey, go to our website. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. As we build our future together and achieve an industry-leading single contract for all the flight attendants at the new United Airlines.